إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده، إمام المجاهدين وخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين صلوات الله وسلامه عليه. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. The story of Musa عليه السلام is the most frequently mentioned and the longest surah in Quran. The story of Musa in Quran is so long and so detailed and so frequently mentioned. One of the scholars said, كاد القرآن أن يكون موسى. Quran was almost going to become the story of Musa. And there are a few reasons behind this emphasis on the story of Musa عليه السلام. This is not the time to go through all of the details of how come the story of Musa was mentioned so frequently, because we want to talk about some lessons that could be derived from his story. So we will take a few events that occurred and draw lessons from them, because again, we don't have the time to go through all of the story of Musa. But first of all, just briefly, some reasons behind the frequent mentioning of the story of Musa is because Musa alayhi salam is one of the greatest anbiya of Allah Azza wa Jal. He's one of Ulul Azmi min al-Rusul. These are the five greatest anbiya. The greatest is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the other four are Ibrahim alayhi salam, and Musa, Isa, and Nuh alayhim salatu wa salam. Second reason, Bani Israel was the last believing ummah before the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was no other ummah between them. Third reason is that Bani Israel is the largest believing ummah after the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is no Nabi who had a larger following than Musa alayhi salam. He comes second to only Muhammad salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. Fourth reason is because of the story of Musa alayhi salam and Fir'aun. So we are told the story of Fir'aun because this ummah will have to deal with many Fir'auns in its history. So we draw lessons from how Musa alayhi salam dealt with Fir'aun. The fifth reason is the story of Musa alayhi salam with Bani Israel. Even though Bani Israel were a believing ummah, an ummah that accepted the call of Musa alayhi salam, nevertheless, they committed many mistakes and they have fell into many pitfalls. So we are told the story of Bani Israel in order to avoid falling into the same mistakes. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually said that they would be among my ummah people who will commit the mistakes of al-umam, like Bani Israel and the nations before. We move on to some lessons from the story of Musa alayhi salam, and we begin with the mother of Musa. It is said that Fir'aun saw a dream. In that dream, a fire is coming out from the Holy Land, from Jerusalem, and it's burning all of the houses of the Egyptians, and it's only leaving the houses of Bani Israel. He asked for the interpretation of the dream. They told him it means that there will be a child among the children of Israel who will take away your kingdom. For Pharaoh, it was a simple matter. He said, well, let's then kill all of the male children that are born within this year. So he instituted a law where every woman among Bani Israel would be monitored. If she is pregnant, they would put her under surveillance, and whenever she delivers, if it's a boy, they would kill the boy. If it's a girl, they will let her live. يُذَبِّحُ أَبْنَاءَكُمْ وَيَسْتَحْيِي نِسَاءَكُمْ وَفِي ذَلِكُمْ بَلَاءٌ مِّن رَّبِّكُمْ عَظِيمٌ. So the mother of Musa became pregnant during that year. But Allah Azza wa Jal, when He wants to protect His servant, no one and no force in the universe could harm that person. So Allah Azza wa Jal concealed the marriage, the pregnancy of the mother of Musa alayhi salam. But when she delivered Musa, it was becoming too difficult for her to hide him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then revealed to her.
وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَرْضِعِيهِ فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمِّ وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي إِنَّا رَادُّوهُ إِلَيْكِ وَجَاعِلُوهُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ.
We inspired to the mother of Musa to breastfeed your child, and whenever you fear on his safety, throw him in the river. Now, any of you who have seen the Nile River knows how strong of a current it is and how dangerous it is even for an able swimmer to swim in that current. So how could Allah Azza wa Jal tell a mother to throw her newborn child in the river? Allah Azza wa Jal is telling her, if you fear on his safety, if you're fearing from the security forces that they would find out about Musa and take him, then the alternative and the solution for you is to throw him in the river. Now the alternative or the solution seems to be worse than the other possibility, which is being taken by the security forces of Fir'aun. So there is no way the mother of Musa alayhi salam would throw her son in the river. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave her a promise. فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ فَأَلْقِهِ فِي الْيَمِّ وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي إِنَّا رَدُّوهُ إِلَيْكِ وَجَاعِلُوهُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Allah Azza wa Jal told her, and do not have any fear or sorrow, he will return to you, number one, and he will be a messenger. So Allah Azza wa Jal promised her two things. Number one, he will return safely. And number two, he will become a messenger. If the mother of Musa alayhi salam did not have yaqeen in Allah Azza wa Jal, she wouldn't have given up her child. But because of her deep iman in Allah Azza wa Jal, because of her yaqeen, she threw her child in the Nile River. So the first lesson is al-yaqeen, having a promise, having a belief in the promise of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then we're going to see the results of believing in the promise of Allah Azza wa Jal. So that's the first lesson. Al-Iman bi-wa'adillah, believing in the promise of Allah. So she put her child in a wooden box and it was carried in the river. Now, the mother of Musa told his sister, the sister of Musa, to follow him along the bank of the river. So she was following the wooden case in which Musa was in and it was being carried by the current. And subhanAllah, out of all of the places, where does this wooden box choose to stop? All of the houses of the people of Egypt are along the banks of the river, because that's the lifeline of the people of Egypt. It is the river. Otherwise, it's desert on both flanks of the river. So all of the houses are lined up on this river. Now this box, out of all of the houses in Egypt, chooses to go and dock right next to the palace of Fir'aun. Now why did the mother of Musa in the first place, why did she throw her child? Why did she put him in the river? It is to get away from Fir'aun. And here the box carries the child right next to the palace of Fir'aun. So it was When the mother of Musa knew this, she was about to rush to the palace of Fir'aun and tell them, give me my child back. And if she did so, what would happen? They would have killed him because they would know he's from Bani Israel. So Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَإِنْ كَادَتْ لَتُبْدِي بِهْ لَوْلَا أَرَّبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قَلْبِهَا لِيَتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. That she was about to disclose his case, but we strengthened her heart so that she would be among the believers. This is the result of believing the promise of Allah. When the mother of Musa became weak, Allah Azza wa Jal intervened and helped her. So Allah Azza wa Jal strengthened her heart, otherwise her heart would have been weak. This is the second lesson. If you take one step towards Allah, Allah will take many steps towards you. If you walk towards Allah, Allah will run towards you. The mother of Musa took one step towards Allah, Allah took many steps towards her. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthened her in that moment and gave her stability and tranquility in her heart to make her a believer. لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. The third lesson, وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّهُ. No one knows his soldier, the soldiers of Allah but Allah. Everything and anything can be a soldier of Allah. Wind can be a soldier of Allah. Water can be a soldier of Allah. What destroyed Fir'aun? It was water. Animals can be soldiers of Allah. Anything can be a soldier of Allah. So Musa alayhi salam was picked up by the soldiers of Fir'aun. And even though the palace of Fir'aun was the center of evil on the face of the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had a soldier in there. The wife of Fir'aun. When she saw the child, she fell in love with Musa alayhi salam, and she wanted to adopt him as her own son because she didn't have children. Now Fir'aun maybe had some feelings that this could be from Bani Israel. But because of his wife and her insistence that she wants to keep the child, he agreed. So you can see that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to protect his servant, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yusakhir junud. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send some of his soldiers to protect that person. All of the other children of Bani Israel were killed, and the only one who survived was Musa alayhi salam. And the irony is that Musa alayhi salam not only survived, but he was brought up in the palace of Fir'aun. Now, what is the result? Let's go back to our first lesson, believing in the promise of Allah. When Musa alayhi salam was taken by the wife of Fir'aun, he refused to breastfeed. And she brought all of al-marada, the nurses, and he would refuse to breastfeed. So the sister of Musa came and said, هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ بَيْتٍ يَكْفُلُونَ. Shall I tell you about a household that could take care of this child? And she called her mother. Because now the wife of Fir'aun is desperate. The child is not feeding. So the mother of Musa came, and they don't know that this is the mother of Musa. She came, and as soon as she held her child, he started to breastfeed. She was given an offer to work in the palace of Fir'aun, but because she has a monopoly over the situation, the mother of Musa said, no, I have a family that I have to take care of. If you want me to take care of this child, you have to bring him to my house. So now the Nabi of Allah, Musa, alayhi salam, is being carried to his mother's house, and she's not hiding him, she's not concealing him. Musa is, alayhi salam, is coming with a caravan of soldiers, royal security guards, surrounding the whole compound, the whole neighborhood, and they are protecting Musa, alayhi salam, protecting his mother and protecting the whole family. And in addition to that, she is even being paid money to take care of her own child. This is a result of believing in the promise of Allah. If we would look at the other scenario, what if the mother of Musa did not believe in the promise of Allah? What would have happened? Let's say that she held on to her child and never gave Musa up. The soldiers, the security guards would have found out about it. And Allah will provide for you from doors of opportunity that you never imagined. Sometimes the brothers are working in a line of business that would involve haram. You would tell them, why are you doing this? They would say, this is the only thing I could do. Allah Azza wa Jalla is promising you. He's telling you, if you have taqwa, Allah will find a way out for you. It's a promise. And Allah will provide you from doors of opportunity that you never thought of. So this is a promise of Allah. Believe in the promise of Allah. Whenever Allah gives you a promise, believe in it. Have yaqeen in wa'd Allah. The next lesson to be drawn from the story of Musa alayhi salam. When Musa and Bani Israel had to leave from Egypt and Fir'aun followed them, Musa has told Bani Israel previously that Allah has promised to protect me. So they left under the cover of darkness. And asri bi'ibadi innakum muttaba'un. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says asri. Al-Isra is traveling at night. فَأَتْبَعُوهُمْ مُشْرِقِينَ. Fir'aun followed them in the morning. Ishraq. Musa and Bani Israel, they were hours ahead, but they came to a dead end. The sea was right in front of them. And now the army of Fir'aun was getting closer and closer and closer. When Bani Israel saw that, they went to Musa and they said, "You lied to us. You said that Allah is going to protect us here. The sea is in front of us and the army of Fir'aun is right behind us." And they were putting all of this pressure on Musa, and Musa has no solution. What can Musa alayhi salam do? The sea is in front of him and Fir'aun is behind him and they have no way of fighting. They're not armed. All of this pressure was mounting on Musa alayhi salam. Bani Israel, they gave up. They said, "Inna muttaba'un." They're going to catch up and kill us. What did Musa alayhi salam say? Did Musa alayhi salam believe his eyes? The sea is in front of him and Fir'aun is behind him. Did he believe his ears? Bani Israel are telling him that it's a hopeless case. No. Musa alayhi salam was given a promise by Allah Azza wa Jal and he had yaqeen in that promise. He said, "Kalla inna ma'ya rabbi sayhadeen." No. Allah is with me and he will guide me. I don't know how, but he's going to guide me. Even though my eyes tell me otherwise and my ears tell me otherwise, he's going to guide me. Again, this brings back the issue of believing in the promise of Allah and having yaqeen. When that happened, Allah Azza wa Jal instructed Musa to hit the sea with your stick. So now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was giving Musa a miracle. Musa alayhi salam was hitting the sea with his stick. There's an important lesson to learn here from the splitting of the sea. Allah Azza wa Jal said, "Idrib bi'asaka al-bahra فَانْفَلَقَ فَكَانَ كُلُّ فَرْقٍ كَالطَّوْدِ الْعَظِيمِ." Hit the sea, strike the sea with your stick, it will split into two separate partitions. Now, can the stick split the sea? The answer is no. If you carry a stick with you and you go to the sea, not even the sea, if you go to a pond and you try to split it with the stick, it's not going to happen. All what we're going to be doing is splashing water over yourself. You're not going to split the sea. So if it's not the stick that is splitting the sea, what's the point in telling Musa to do it? If it's the qudra of Allah, if it's a miracle from Allah, then why doesn't it just happen without the stick? Because the stick has nothing to do with splitting the sea. It's a miracle from Allah. Why does Musa have to go through the effort of hitting the sea with his stick? There's a very important lesson to learn here. And that is, even when Allah Azza wa Jal is going to perform a miracle, Allah Azza wa Jal still wants you to do your part. You have to do something. There's no free ride. Nothing will be given to you without any effort. Don't think that the problems of the ummah will be solved by Al-Mahdi coming down on a white horse and delivering the ummah to victory. It doesn't happen like that. The ummah has to put in effort. مثل ما تكونوا يولى عليكم. According to your situation, your rulers are going to be the same. وَالَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوْ زَادَمُ اللَّهُ هُدَى. The ones who look for guidance, Allah will give it to them. الْجَزَاءُ مِنْ جِنْسِ الْعَمَلِ. You will be rewarded according to your deeds. Even though Allah Azza wa Jal is going to perform a miracle here, Musa has to do his part. Even if it is as much as touching the water with a stick. Similar to the situation of Maryam alayhi salam, when she was delivering Isa alayhi salam under the palm tree, Allah Azza wa Jal told her, وَهُزِّي إِلَيْكِ بِجِذْعِ النَّخْلَةِ تُسَاقِطْ عَلَيْكِ رُطَبًا جَنِيًّا. Shake the base of the palm tree, fresh ripe dates are going to fall onto you. Now, a palm tree is very tall, and it's quite impossible to shake it and have the fruits fall down, even for a strong group of men. See, she's not shaking the branches, she's shaking the base. So as much as he or she would push, she wouldn't be able to even move it an inch. Plus, she is in the pain and suffering of delivering a child. So she's very weak, in a state of nafas. So what's the point in telling her, shake the tree? It's a miracle from Allah. Allah is going to make the dates fall onto her, but she has to do her part, even if it is as much as placing her hand on the tree. So the lesson is, you have to do your part. Your condition will not change until you do what is the ultimate capability of yourself, the maximum. That is when Allah Azza wa Jal will help you. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. These were a few lessons from the story of Musa عليه السلام. Obviously, there are many lessons that could be learned. The story of Musa is a treasure box filled with gems that we have to take advantage of and uncover and learn. The book of Allah Azza wa Jal needs tadabbur. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ We have to have tadabbur of the book of Allah. It's not just ayat that we recite without understanding, without following, without taking heed. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us from the knowledge of Qur'an, from the knowledge of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَنْ يَجْعَلَنَا مِمَّنْ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلَ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَهُ اللهم يا الله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد يا حي يا قيوم يا ذا الجمال والكمال والإكرام اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار اللهم إنا نسألك تفقها في الدين وزيادة في العلم وصحة في الأجساد وكمالا في العقول ولباسا من التقوى وزهدا في الآخرة وتوبة قبل الموت وراحة عند الموت ومغفرة ورحمة بعد الموت والعفو عند الحساب والجواز على الصراط والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار والنظر إلى وجهك الكريم برحمتك أرحم الراحمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وذل الشرك والمشركين أعداءك وأعداء الدين اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل الدين اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي الشيشان وفي كشمير وفي كل أرض يجاهد فيها بلا إله إلا الله اللهم يا ذا الجمال والكمال والإكرام فك أسرى إخواننا المأسورين من المسلمين اللهم الطف بأمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم يا ذا الجمال والكمال والإكرام ارضى عنا أجمعين اللهم لا تدع لنا في مجلسنا هذا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا همّا إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا مبتلا إلا عافيته ولا أيما إلا زوجته ولا عقيما إلا ذرية صالحة وهبته ورزقته ولا داعية إلى سبيلك إلا أعنته ونصرته وثبتته برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيد الأولين والآخرين محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وأقم الصلاة
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله هيا للصلاة هيا الفلاة قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استو تراسو سد الفرج straighten your lines fill in the gaps الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
آمين.
إن للمتقين مفازا حدائق وأعنابا وكواعب أترابا وكأسا دهاقا لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا كذابا جزاء من ربك عطاء حسابا رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما الرحمن لا يملكون منه خطابا يوم يقوم الروح والملائكة صفا لا يتكلمون إلا من أذن له الرحمن وقال صوابا ذلك اليوم الحق فمن شاء اتخذ إلى ربه مآبا إنا أنذرناكم عذابا قريبا يوم ينظر الإنسان ما قدمت يداه ويقول الكافر يا ليتني كنت ترابا. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.